The pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me.
So what is a cabaret?
The Cabaret is a nonprofit performing arts organization in downtown Indianapolis, and we present world-class cabaret performances, New York style, which are intimate performances with Broadway stars or jazz performers in a really intimate and sophisticated setting in the Columbia Club in downtown Indianapolis.
So how long have you been involved with cabaret and working there?
So the Cabaret actually came out of another group called American Cabaret Theater, which started in 1990, and I performed with that cabaret troupe for over a decade in all of their shows, and then went on to pursue some other interests after that. And then around 2008, the American Cabaret Theater began to fail. The economy went poorly, and a lot of things kind of happened at the same time, and they decided they needed to restructure the entire arts organization, and it became what it is now, which is the Cabaret, and they asked me to head that up. So I was with them for 10 years, and then I've been with the Cabaret, as it is now, for 8 years.
So you said you did performing. How did how did you start out performing, and then how did you switch to working at the Cabaret?
I studied, like you, I was in swing choir, and in high school did a lot of work in music and decided I really enjoyed it. I went on to DePauw University to study music, and then about halfway through I decided that I could always sing without a degree, but I couldn't do anything else without a degree. So I changed my major to communications, and so I had a minor in music and a major in communications. And then fresh out of school, I started working with the Cabaret, and then went on to also do communications and administrative work, which then became a good kind of mix for the job I have now as artistic director.
So because you're so experienced with performing and stuff, you help with all the master classes at the Cabaret. So tell me about the master classes and what your role is with helping with them.
Sure. I book all of our master classes, and I teach some master classes, but all of our performers that come to, not all of them, but most of our performers that come to perform at the Cabaret on the Saturdays while they're here will teach a 2-hour master class with aspiring performers while they're in town. So folks that really want to work on their performing arts skills can work one-on-one with a Broadway star or a jazz star or something, one that's already really excellent in their field, so that they can kind of gain in their skills in a much quicker way than if without that kind of opportunity.
That's really cool. So what's your favorite part about working at the Cabaret? All the Broadway stars that you have coming in with the master classes, or just booking it all, like all the leadership behind it, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is watching the shows. I mean, I love cabaret. It's always something I've really loved. So the day-to-day stuff is not always that fun. It's work, just like anything else. But when I see these performers performing, then I'm reminded how much it's all worth it.
Okay, so who's your favorite performer that you've seen so far or booked? I know it's a really hard question.
Oh, that's a really tough question. I like different people for different reasons, but actually one of my favorite, I have two favorite performers. One is Stephanie J. Block, who was one of the leads in Wicked, and she's been in numerous Broadway shows. She's an amazing performer. And my second favorite performer was Anna Gasteyer, who a lot of folks know from Saturday Night Live, but she also is a performer and was also in Wicked, actually. But they both have different styles of cabaret, and they were both awesome, and I love them. And then my all-time favorite was Alan Cumming, who's the saint of cabaret.
Of course.
That brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
So when you started at the Cabaret so many years ago, did you know that you'd have so many great performers coming in and that it would turn into such an experience for all the audiences that go?
No. When we started, we didn't even know if it was going to work. So it was a big experiment, and we said, we're going to try this thing and see if Indianapolis likes it and thinks it's cool. And of course, when we first started out, we had a much smaller budget, so we didn't have as big of stars as we have now. And so it quickly became apparent within the first year that Indianapolis was going to love it, and it became much more that our folks really like headliners and really like the mm-hmm. big stars. And so it's kind of grown into that, and we love it. And I love it that Indianapolis loves it.
So since Indianapolis loves it so much, and as the audience, we all love going, how are the arts benefited with cabaret, and how, like, what are the experiences that people can get by going to the cabaret, and just how is it different than what we normally see with the arts in Indianapolis?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think that cabaret, one of the reasons that it works in Indianapolis is that it's a niche. That nobody else is doing cabaret, mm-hmm. and in fact, there's only a handful of cabarets in the entire country. So really, New York City is one of the places where cabaret happens most, a little bit in San Francisco, and just a handful all around the country. So what's great about it for Indianapolis is that for Indianapolis to have a cabaret puts us at the level of major metropolitan cities like mm-hmm. New York City. So to have that in our arts culture is a great thing for our city. And for the audiences, I think it's really great because there aren't very many intimate performing venues. So what's really fun about coming to the cabaret is you can sit at tables and chairs, and you can have beverages or food, and it feels a little bit like a cross between a nightclub and a theater experience. So it's just unique in the way that it feels, and people feel like it's a wonderful night out on the town with really great entertainment, and then you get to see a Broadway star like within feet of you.
And I feel you so close to me.
All my So I'm here talking with Shannon Forsell, the artistic director and CEO of the Cabaret at the Columbia Club. We're just kind of talking all about the cabaret and her experience with it. So this upcoming season of performers, what and who should audiences be excited about?
Well, we've had some good performers already, and we have a few coming up. We have a really wide diversity of performers coming. We had, unfortunately, a couple performers cancel that we had to change shows. And that's something interesting that happens when you book shows with big stars. Sometimes they'll get another job. For instance, we had Annalee Ashford coming, who's a Tony Award winner. And she just got a role in Rocky Horror Picture Show on Fox, the live version.
Right.
So she had to cancel her show with us. So we've had to replace that show. So we're in the middle of replacing that show right now. But we have a lot of folks will recognize the name Jane Lynch.
Of course.
Yeah, so yes. Jane Lynch is coming up, and she plays Sue Sylvester on Glee and was also on Broadway in Annie. She's got a really great show she's put together and with a lot of folks, and she'll be coming to the cabaret in June, and we're really excited about that show.
So how do you work on replacing the stars that cancel or booking other performers that you want to come to the cabaret?
Well, what we try to do is we look at other artists that are out there that are maybe kind of similar to that performer, because we've already sold all the tickets, so we want to buy for those folks to be able to buy a ticket or keep their ticket to someone who's kind of similar in style. So we'll go down the list of kind of folks that we think, oh, hey, if you like this person, you're likely to like this other
right.
person. And then we start calling and seeing if they're available. And it has to happen like within 3 days, so it's a tight process.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would love everyone to come and check out the cabaret. And lots of folks think because we're in the Columbia Club that it's a private club and that they might not be able to come to our shows, but anyone can come to our shows, mm-hmm. and people in high school are welcome to our shows. They would love these performances. It's not just for adults. And so we hope to see everyone at the cabaret.
So it's been really cool to learn about it and to talk to you about performing and all that. So thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you, Rachel.
To hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night.
The incredible Shannon Forsell runs one of the biggest hidden art forms in Indianapolis. The cabaret has audiences ranging from old to young that come to see the great performers. These performers come from TV to Broadway to iTunes, and their shows are always incredible. Forsell has used her musical background to make the cabaret a major success. More information about the cabaret and upcoming performances is available at thecabaret.org. This has been Rachel Lacey with the WHJE News Department. Find more stories like this online at whje.com.